W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. Renowned soccer journalist Grant Wall has died. He was in Doha covering the World Cup and collapsed suddenly in the press box. Wall was heard often on CBS.
These U.S. players, I think, are good humans. I've covered them, you know, for several years now. And I think that's something that Americans like in their teams, in addition to teams that do well on the field.
The exact cause of death is still not known. A high-stakes prisoner swap brought WNBA star Brittany Griner back home from Russia. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on the trade for Russian arms dealer Victor Boot.
This was an opportunity to bring an American home. That's how we saw the deal that was presented to us.
A resolution exempting humanitarian aid from sanctions has been approved by the UN Security Council.
We must all do everything in our power to help humanitarian partners reach the world's most vulnerable.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield says the sanctions are also an important tool for fighting terrorism. A massive oil spill in a creek in northeastern Kansas has shut down a major pipeline that goes from Canada through the plains to the Texas Gulf Coast. Brittany Brockway with TC Energy.
At this time, we're just focused on recovery efforts, safety of our personnel on site, and safety of the environment community.
It spilled nearly 600,000 gallons. Another person was killed by an exploding airbag. CBS's Jim Crisula.
U.S. highway safety regulators and Honda are urging drivers to once again make sure their vehicles have not been recalled after another person was killed by an exploding Takata airbag. At least 33 people worldwide have been killed by the defective airbags exploding, hurling shrapnel throughout the vehicle.
A health warning if you're flying somewhere. Our Omar Villafranco with details.
Commercial airlines are required by the FAA to carry emergency medical kits, which include epinephrine to treat allergic reactions. But they aren't required to have it in pre-measured doses that are easy to administer using a device like an EpiPen.
Are you up to date on your shots? With COVID, the flu, and RSV running rampant right now, Dr. Ashish Jha says you need to get vaxxed.
Every year I go out and get a new flu vaccine. I expect that for many of us, going out and getting an annual COVID vaccine will become a normal routine thing.
Today is one of college football's most treasured showdowns, the 123rd Army-Navy game on CBS. This year, the Navy's wearing NASA-inspired white, red, and blue uniforms, while Army's brown and gold look has been borrowed from the 1st Armored Division. The game has been played every year since 1930. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible end-of-the-year sale prices from General Steel. That's right, start saving money every month on renting space from others. Just call 888-74-STEEL to see how General Steel can help you save money. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed for your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 888-74-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Great team and the competitive pricing is the reason I went with General Steel.
Call 888-74-STEEL now, and you can get any of our popular quick construction structures, including a 40 by 60 foot building or a 50 by 100 clear span building at end of the year savings. Call 888-74-STEEL. That's 888-747-8335. 888-74-STEEL. For steel.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Rishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. And our purpose of being here is primarily for you. I want to help you understand more as to why we are healthy or why we are unhealthy. And it all comes down to the choices we make. You and I are responsible for our health. Now, we may have come in without the best health, and so we may be kind of like behind the eight ball, but we still can get better no matter how old we are and what conditions we are struggling with. We can have better health than we have today. And sometimes it only takes 3 to 6 months to turn our lives around. When you may have been struggling for years and taking many drugs, but drugs are not the answer. Drugs can save lives. They can be helpful. But many of the unhealthy conditions that we struggle with are caused by the fact that we are not eating a healthy diet. We are eating junk foods and ultra-processed foods, prepared and packaged foods, junk foods, because they taste good, they're easy to prepare, they're convenient, and they're cheap. But then you may struggle with all kinds of unhealthy conditions, diseases that strap you and cheat you of the health and quality of your life. They strip away the quality that you would enjoy if you followed a healthy diet with healthy choices and a healthy lifestyle. We can't live the way we are living today on the American diet, which is primarily carbohydrates and sugar, junk foods, excessive alcohol, smoking, and all the things that we do today on what is called the standard American diet, and that spells out S-A-D, sad, a sad diet. And we pay the consequences because no one really gives you an indication that you and I are the only ones that can change our lives. Doctors can't. Doctors have no idea about health. They struggle with the same conditions. They write out prescriptions based on what the sales rep from the drug company tells them. They are so busy, they do not have time to read studies or research. They never had a class on health and nutrition. They are blindsided to what nutrition really is. And when it comes down to it, food is our only medicine. We have survived for millions of years on food. And then drugs hopefully would meet the conditions that they were trying to treat. And yet it has made us more unhealthy. There are many side effects to the drugs that we consume as Americans. For arthritis, for type 2 diabetes, for Alzheimer's disease, for cardiovascular disease. These are all serious conditions. And many of them can be reversed and treated only with nutrition. And maybe supplements that'll fill in the gap that the food we have today is not as healthy as it was 100 years ago. So we may need supplements to fill in that gap, to provide the nutrients that are missing from the foods that we are consuming today. And then alternative medicines natural herbal medicines have been shown to be as effective as drugs, and maybe more effective without the side effects that drugs have. Now, the caution I have here is that you have to be very careful of the alternative medicines you choose, because many of them are very substandard. They don't have the quality. They have never been researched. So you could be buying useless alternative medicines. There's no one there to standardize all of the natural medicines. But there are many companies that do provide that service, that will make available through the health food stores or on Amazon. But you have to be careful. Quality is not a given. There are many companies that try to chisel their way to a cheap product to lower the price because they understand that people want to save money. And I don't blame them. I want to save money too. But I also want to make sure that I get a high quality product that gives results. Because if you buy a cheap product and you're thinking you're saving money, but the product doesn't work, are you really saving money? Are you really saving your health? Absolutely not. So we want to make sure that you understand the science and the evidence behind products and why they work. If you buy cheap products, you pay the price. And the price is that you lose the quality of your life. If you bought a very good quality product and at a high price, but within a normal range, you will get the results you want. And you also want to make sure that you get a money-back guarantee. Try the product. Buy from a company that gives you an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you don't get results, you get your money back. You want to make sure you're getting a good quality product. And companies that can offer that money-back guarantee, you probably know they have done their homework. They've done their research. They're not going to put out a cheap, useless, no-result product with a money-back guarantee. Get results or your money back. Now, today we have a really good lineup of information and education. We're going to talk about curcumin. It's one of the biggest selling spices in the world. Curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N. It is the all-in-one solution. That's what the Indians say in India, because it does everything. It's the all-in-one solution. We'll talk about why a dark room at night, a dark room, can prevent diabetes. These are some of the things you may never come across. But we do our research and our homework to bring you information that may change your life. And here are some tips from Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, a doctor who trains other doctors on how to use alternative medicine. And he's teaching them tips for recovering from long COVID. Now, long COVID are the side effects that linger on after having COVID. The infection has been treated. The infection is gone. But why do you feel like terrible? And you have horrific headaches, lack of energy, fatigue, tiredness, losing your hair. There are many side effects that still linger on months, years after COVID. And he's teaching doctors these tips. And I have those tips for you right here. So don't go away. And then we'll have some help for you, for your arthritic knees. And guys, as you get older, you get more feminine. You get more man boobs. You lose your energy. You're more fatigued. You lose your muscle strength. And because you lose your testosterone, it no longer is produced in your body. And the fatter you are, the more estrogen men produce. And then we'll help you treat your children's coughs a natural way. And it's never, never, never too late to change your life and the way you eat and the choices you make. If you want to be healthy, you can be. You can get rid of all those aches and pains, the type 2 diabetes, the arthritis, the cardiovascular conditions, the poor circulation, edema of the ankles and legs. You can get rid of all that. Not overnight, but within 3 to 6 months, by changing your diet, by increasing your level of exercise, by getting a good night's sleep. There are many ways and many choices to improve your health. But it can be done on anybody. Everybody can get healthier. So let's talk about some of these very wonderful subjects that we have online for you. Curcumin is the all-in-one solution for any problem, any health problem that you can imagine. It has an effect on it. It is one of the most encompassing, all-around disease fighter. It worked on multiple sclerosis, MS. It cures and treats psoriasis, all intestinal tract problems like colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease, metabolic syndrome, gum disease, gingivitis, periodontal disease, cancer, pain, arthritis, diabetes, liver disease, asthma, allergies, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, and depression. And if I miss any, it'll do that too, as well. It is one of the most powerful spices in the world to engage good health. And why? Why does curcumin work like that? Well, synthetic prescription drugs might act on just one single pathway. So therefore, it has one benefit. Why? Because a synthetic prescription drug has never been on the face of this earth until some researchers in some drug company developed a molecule, but only a single molecule, one molecule. And that's because being synthetic, never having been on the face of the earth, the FDA requires such stringent requirements to sell the drug. Because it could kill people. Well, of course, most drugs do have death as a side effect. And they know that. But they play that game of numbers. Can we help 100 people and we only kill one? So that's how they look at drug therapy. That ratio between how many people they can help and a few people will be thrown under the bus. And one synthetic drug, one molecule, affects one pathway, just one pathway in the body. Curcumin, a natural spice that has been consumed for over thousands of years, 5,000 years or more, has been shown in scientific studies to act on at least hundreds and hundreds of pathways, body processes, molecular targets, including neutralizing free radical damage, oxidative stress, stopping viral, bacterial, and fungal infections, lowering blood sugar and blood pressure, protecting the liver, preventing and treating cancer, and neutralizing inflammation and relieving pain. That's a miracle spice. And the spice that has been researched for a variety of these conditions, it is the most studied, bioenhanced curcumin in the world. And it's called BCM95. B like boy, C like Charlie, M like Mary. BCM95. Look for that ingredient. And it'll do all what I have said. You know, oxidative stress is the number one damaging condition in our bodies. When we breathe in oxygen, it's like burning coal, because oxygen gives us energy. But there are side effects to the oxygen. It causes oxidative stress. Smoking causes oxidative stress. Being overweight and obesity causes oxidative stress. All chemicals, pesticides, excessive alcohol, excessive sun, all damage the cells of the body, including the DNA. So oxidative stress is the most damaging component affecting our health, not inflammation. Inflammation is good, never, never, never bad, unless it's out of control. And why can it go out of control? Because we have so much oxidative stress that we need the inflammation process to try to heal the body. So if we sprain our ankle, the ankle is going to swell up. It's going to be hot or warm to the touch. There's going to be pain, swelling. That process is inflammation at work, because it's trying to heal that sprained ankle. And it will in a few days, a few weeks. It'll heal that damaged ankle. Now, that is a physical injury. But we have injuries from excessive alcohol, excessive sun, chemicals, pesticides. We have so many chemicals in our environment. There's thousands and thousands of chemicals used in the environment. And people get a sunburn. That's damaging the cells. Chemicals damage the cells. All these damage the DNA. So inflammation process continues to go on trying to heal our body. So if we sprain our ankle over and over and over again, we're going to have the inflammation over and over and over again. So stop spraining your ankle, right? So stop smoking. Stop drinking excessively. Try to get rid of all the chemicals. Try to avoid chemicals. Try to avoid pesticides. Try to avoid all the things that can damage your cells, and inflammation stops. If we don't stop the process or what is causing the inflammation that is required to help heal the body, we have chronic inflammation, and that's what damages the, and injures the cells of our body and the DNA. So we can neutralize free radicals. We can stop viral, bacterial, and fungal infections. We can lower blood sugar levels, lower A1C levels, lower blood pressure, protect the liver from damage, protect the brain from damage, preventing and treating cancer, neutralizing inflammation and relieving pain. And there have been good studies on BCM95, curcumin, being used with cancer drugs, and making the cancer drugs more effective at a lesser dosage makes it less toxic. This is very, very exciting that curcumin can have that kind of effect. So we want to make sure that curcumin is part of our alternative protocol. Curcumin is anti-cancer. Curcumin stops cancer cell formation, the beginning of cancer. And cancer takes a long time until it is diagnosed. It could be 20, 30, 40 years of damage to our cells, like smoking. If you had one cigarette in your lifetime, you're not going to have cancer, perhaps, from smoking. But when you do it for decades and decades and decades, my father died from cancer. He smoked 3 packs of cigarettes, non-filtered Camel cigarettes, since he was 11 years old, and he died at 55. And he drank excessively. And he did not eat a good diet. On the other hand, my mother was just on the opposite side. Did not smoke, did not drink, ate a good diet, and lived to be 97. My dad died at 55 because he had so much oxidative stress that the cells were destroyed and the formation of cancer resulted. But it takes years. 40 years in the case of my dad, 45 years. It stops cancer cell growth. Cancer cells spreading across the body, metastasizing. All this without the toxic effects associated with conventional chemotherapy and radiation. But if you choose to take chemotherapy and radiation, you can still take curcumin, because it can also been studied that shows when used in combination with conventional cancer treatments, it helps these treatments work more effectively, so a smaller, less toxic dose can be used. Curcumin can help reduce the adverse effects of these treatments as well. Research on curcumin for cancer includes breast cancer, prostate, colon, pancreatic, head and neck cancer, and liver cancer. All this with curcumin, known as the all-in-one solution. So this is very, very powerful information that gives you reasons why you would want to use curcumin daily. And here's a new study just recently out on curcumin and multiple myeloma. 33 patients with multiple myeloma, the cancer that my dad died from, that were not eligible for a bone marrow transplant. All these 33 people received conventional chemotherapy and prednisone. Half of them also received 8 grams of BCM95 and half a look-alike placebo. The other half of the patients took a look-alike placebo. After 28 days, just 28 days, 75% of the group taking curcumin were in remission. And only 33% of those patients taking the drug group were in remission. People with multiple myeloma remission live an average of 3 times more longer than people who do not achieve remission. And curcumin safely relieves pain. I'm going to stop here and pause for a moment. Don't go away. This is so valuable, you do not want to miss the rest of my presentation on curcumin. But I've got to take a break here. There's time to listen to some commercials and the station to identify itself. I'll be back in just a few seconds. Don't go away. There's just too much to learn from this topic today. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. Back right after this. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with our second portion of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here to the top of the hour, and we're here with some very unbelievable scientific work, evidence-based work on curcumin. BCM95 has over 85 studies on a variety of these topics. You can be well. Now, I'm not telling you to go off drugs. If you're on drugs, talk to your doctor. I'm not telling you to avoid drugs. There's a place for drugs. There's a time for drugs. But you can safely use curcumin along with your medication. There's no contraindication, no reason not to use it. And I just spent quite a bit of time on how it works with cancer and many other diseases. And now, in this next portion of the program, I want to talk to you about how it relieves pain. At City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles and MD Anderson Hospital in Houston, Texas, both have reported that curcumin works more effectively than steroids, prednisone, cortisone, to relieve pain. And safer, no side effects. And when you talk about prescription and OTC pain relievers that you can buy over the counter, they can cause stomach ulcers. They increase the risk of heart attacks, and they can even kill you. Tylenol, the number one cause of liver failure in the United States. Tylenol, what people take every day, and sometimes in handfuls. Yes, I've seen people take 5 at a time. It's crazy. The number one cause of liver failure in the United States is Tylenol. 16,000 people die every year from Tylenol. Nobody dies from curcumin. And yet, curcumin, BCM95, relieves all types of pain with no side effects, including muscle pain, joint pain, and reduces inflammation and pain from osteoarthritis and rheumatoid arthritis and migraine headache pain, PMS and menstrual pain, cramping, pain during menopause, back pain, pain from injuries, strains, sprains, and bruises. Now, the only pain that I have never been able to find a solution for is the pain of your coworkers, the pain of your family or the kids or the in-laws or whatever. But physical pain, mental pain, menstrual pain, menopause, headaches, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, curcumin BCM95. Powerful, powerful way to relieve pain effectively, fast, without side effects. Now, here's what to remember. Curcumin is the medicine. Turmeric is not. Turmeric is the spice. There is a very, very, very small amount of curcumin in the root of the plant turmeric. But it's there only about 2 to 4% of the entire root. So in order to make it into a medicine, it is extracted out of thousands and thousands and thousands of pounds of turmeric and concentrated up to 95% of the curcumin. But it's very, very difficult to be absorbed. So in order for it to be absorbed, companies are looking for other ingredients to combine with curcumin to increase the absorption. And when you combine curcumin with the oil of turmeric, the essential oil of turmeric, it is a very safe and effective way to ensure absorption up to 700%. Curcumin can be combined with other anti-cancer ingredients such as grapeseed extract or boswellia, which even makes it more effective. There were studies with curcumin reducing the size of tumors. In just 21 days, curcumin reduced the size of the tumors by almost 30%. Grapeseed extract was able to reduce the size of the tumors up to 40%. Now, when you combine curcumin and grapeseed extract together, you get a more powerful effect. And the dosage, up to 750 milligrams of enhanced absorption curcumin daily. Now, in some research studies in cancer or other diseases, that's not a high enough dose to have an effect. Just 750 milligrams daily is a good dosage for a healthy environment to maintain good health. In many cases, you could use 6 times that or 3 grams. Now, I have a publishing company. It's called the TTN Publishing Company. That's where I publish my books and all my literature that I want you to read. So if you go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, You can go to the e-newsletter section on my website. And I publish a newsletter every week that will be mailed to your email address on Friday. But I also store them on my website. So if you want to read my past newsletters, they're archived there for your enjoyment. You can, any subject you want to talk about or think about or know about is on my website. So if you want to learn more about curcumin, go to the e-newsletter section at the search section and type in curcumin or curcumin BCM95. And there'll be a number of newsletters that will give you information on curcumin BCM95. But I also just finished writing a book with my good friend, Dr. Ajay Goyal, who is a cancer expert, research expert at New City Hope Hospital in Los Angeles. He and I have co-authored a book. But he has one special book that he wrote himself on natural ways to prevent cancer. Now, it's not out yet. He just finished writing the book. It's going to go to press in the next few weeks. It probably will be available by late December. If you want to know more about, he's one of the top researchers in the world on using alternative medicines to treat cancer. This book will be available for you late December. You can look for it on my website. I will make it available there, post it there for you. You'll probably be able to find it on Amazon. There's other ways to find it as well. I know many health food stores and other stores will be carrying it in their book section. So look for it at the end of December. Now, why would a dark room, meaning no light at night, prevent diabetes? This is a very interesting question. Why a dark room? Why do we turn out? Why should we turn out lights when we go to bed? Why should kids sleep without lights on? Artificial light. The lights you have on in your bedroom. The lights you have on in your house. The lights you leave on for your kids. Night lights. At night, have been linked to the increased risk of diabetes. One of the reasons that we have this spike of diabetes is because of artificial lighting, and that in turn inhibits the production and the release of melatonin. Melatonin is anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and it can reduce the risk of almost all the major diseases. It is not just for sleep. So it blocks the release of melatonin. Sleeping in a room exposed to outdoor artificial light at night can increase the risk of diabetes. Researchers collected the data from a study of over 100,000 people in China, excuse me, assessing their blood sugar levels and level of night pollution at night in the areas where they lived. And the results of this study on 100,000 people in the areas with the most light pollution were 28% more likely to develop diabetes than people living in areas with little light pollution. Turn on as little as light as possible. And even if you get up through the night in the dark, because you might have to go to the bathroom, and you throw a light on, you have stopped melatonin production. Chronic exposure to light pollution raises the blood sugar levels and increases insulin resistance, where insulin didn't have an effect of shuttling the sugar into the cells to produce energy. In a study published earlier this year, researchers found that healthy adults in their 20s that were exposed to dim light while sleeping, such as a television with sound off, for just one night, and increased heart rate, and increased blood sugar levels, increased A1C levels by just the next morning, one night. That's why we can get healthier and better and well within a matter of months. It doesn't take years. It just takes an effort. And the more you do, the faster the recovery is, and the less effort it takes. The more you do, the better it is. Now, many, many people suffered from COVID. And now we have millions of people that are suffering debilitating side effects, which is called long COVID, meaning that it's hanging on long after the infection is eliminated, cured, treated, whatever. So Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum teaches doctors how to treat their patients using alternative medicine. He's a conventional doctor, trained as a conventional doctor, but found that it wasn't working and found that by treating his own conditions, he was cured. So he dedicated his life to alternative medicine. And he lectures all over the world to doctors and also to retail stores as how to use these tips for recovering from long COVID. So really, what is long COVID? Up to 10% of people who have experienced COVID-19, will have lasting symptoms called post-infection syndrome, such as problems with thinking, brain fog, trouble sleeping, fatigue, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, poor circulation, edema, heart problems, a lasting loss of taste and smell, chronic pain. So these post-infection syndrome is also associated with diseases such as chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr virus, and Lyme disease. Now, here are three recovery tips from chronic fatigue expert Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum conducted a study using red ginseng to improve energy levels. The study used a red ginseng, HRG80. This is a very special form that has been scientifically studied in several health conditions, and particularly in a condition of chronic fatigue. Red ginseng, HRG80, dramatically improves energy. In a study of people with chronic fatigue, those who benefited from red ginseng had a 67% average increase in their energy levels. That's whopping, 67%. He also recommends a very high quality, good multivitamin and mineral supplement, and making sure to get ample magnesium. Don't take a daily vitamin. I've seen some daily vitamins that you just take one tablet a day, and just because it's one tablet a day does not provide the volume that is required to include all the vitamins and minerals at meaningful levels that the body requires. I saw a one-a-day vitamin sold, 10 milligrams of magnesium. Men need 400 milligrams of magnesium. Women need 300 milligrams of magnesium. And here's a daily vitamin providing 10 milligrams of magnesium. A crime, my belief, because people don't know the difference of how much they need. They see magnesium. Oh, that's great. That's what I need. 10 milligrams? That's like spitting in the ocean and expecting to raise the tide. Magnesium is very important in reducing pain levels, keeping the immune system strong, regulating blood sugar and blood pressure. And exercise as best you can. Walk as much as you can without crashing the next day. Then try more the next day. Maybe 50 more steps the next time. Keep moving. Do as best you can. Don't exhaust yourself. Exercise is to get your body moving and circulating, not to exhaust you. Marathons is not a good exercise. You can make it a sport, but it's tremendously stressful. And if you have lost your energy, you don't want to exercise in excess of what you are capable of doing. Pamper yourself. Be good to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Take the red ginseng HRG80. 67% average increase in energy levels. Get a good quality, high level multivitamin and mineral supplement that requires 2 to 4 tablets or capsules daily. Not a one a day, it's a multiple day. Multiple. But that's why you need that level of capsules or tablets to provide the necessary level of those nutrients on a daily basis. Now, here's some help for your arthritic knees. Boy, don't we all need that, right, huh? For arthritic knees. We wear our knees out. Heavy lifting, occupational stress, exercise. Yeah, I've done some damage to my knees. When I was a young know-it-all. I used to do heavy squats, weighted squats, lifting weights. Put on so much weight on the bar that you had to drop into the lower position and then try to struggle up, not doing it in rhythm. Slow down, slow up. Those knees take so much damage. So what can we do about it? Well, if there's not so much damage that the cartilage is tore, or we have torn meniscus, or whatever damage we may have, we can do something. Now, one of the most damaging effects on our knees, being overweight, obesity. I see many people when I travel all over the world. I'm someplace every month. That's my hobby. I love to travel. Just spent a couple of weeks in Bangkok, Thailand, in an island off the coast of Thailand. And I see people on tours struggling, so overweight. They want to go. But get in shape. Traveling is not easy. You've got to be in great shape. You've got to be healthy. You've got to get your weight down. Just 11 pounds, 11 extra pounds can ruin your knees. Scientifically studied, 11 pounds. Gaining even a small amount of weight not only damages your knees, it increases your odds of needing a knee replacement. In a new study of over 264,000 people, a gain of 11 pounds made total knee replacement up to 34% more likely. Remember what I told you, that we are responsible for our health? We can destroy our health or we can improve our health by the choices we make. As study participants gained weight, their joint damage, their pain, and stiffness of the joints all increased. The more you weigh, the greater the pressure on your knees. Pressure on your knees is 1.5 times your body weight when walking on level ground, and pressure is 2 to 3 times your body weight when going up or down stairs. And then pressure is 4 to 5 times your body weight when squatting. So instead of using weights and when you squat, just use body squats. A 150-pound woman squatting down to pick up something from the floor is putting up to 750 pounds. You heard me. 750 pounds of pressure on her knees. We're destroying our knees by what we do on a daily basis. So keep your knees healthy. Maintain a healthy body weight. Prevent weight gain and lose what you are overweight. And a great formula for healthy knees, 3,000 IUs of vitamin D3 plus 1,560 milligrams of curcumin, boswellia, and boron. This combination of vitamin D, boron, curcumin, and boswellia have shown to reduce arthritis pain and increase mobility as effectively as prescription drugs without the side effects or any adverse events. In patients treated with boron, patients' symptoms decreased by 29%. Formula for healthy knees. And with that, my friends, I've got to run. I'm all out of time. See, I have prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you, and God bless this great country.
The moment you walk into Family Natural Foods, you know you'll have a great experience with excellent customer service. Their knowledgeable staff are welcoming and friendly, happy to help you with any questions or needs you bring in. Have you tried their oils and vinegars yet? You can taste test them before you buy. Some favorites among the gourmet balsamic vinegars include cranberry, date, and apple. Think beyond the salad bowl. These are great on everything from